constitutional implications of the Booker rule. The Booker rule addressed a violation of the Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. The Sixth Amendment issue, Apprendi rule. Before Booker, the Supreme Court had established in Apprendi versus New Jersey that any fact increasing a defendant's maximum statutory penalty must be submitted to a jury and proven beyond a reasonable doubt. Booker case. The court applied the Apprendi rule to the federal sentencing guidelines, determining that judges imposing sentences based on facts not found by a jury violated this Sixth Amendment right. The remedy, advisory guidelines. To address the constitutional issue, the court made the sentencing guidelines advisory rather than mandatory. This granted judges more discretion in sentencing without requiring a jury to find every fact that could potentially increase a sentence. Other constitutional considerations. While the primary focus of Booker was the Sixth Amendment, the decision also had implications for separation of powers. By granting judges more discretion, some legislative power to the judiciary. Due process. The increased discretion could raise concerns about equal protection and potential disparities in sentencing. Overall impact. The Booker rule represents a significant shift in the federal sentencing landscape. It aimed to balance the need for judicial discretion with the constitutional right to a jury trial. While it addressed a specific constitutional violation, its broader implications for the separation of powers and due process continue to be debated. There is no Booker rule in Texas criminal courts. The Booker rule specifically pertains to federal sentencing guidelines. It does not apply to the state of Texas. Texas sentencing guidelines. While Texas does have sentencing guidelines, they operate differently from the federal system. The Texas Code of Criminal Procedure outlines the range of punishment for various offenses. Judges have some discretion within these ranges, but their decisions are typically based on factors such as the nature and circumstances of the offense, the history and character of the defendant, the need to protect the public, the need to deter crime, the need to rehabilitate the defendant. Key differences between Texas and federal sentencing. Mandatory versus advisory. Texas sentencing guidelines are advisory, similar to the post-Booker federal system. Role of the jury. In Texas, the jury typically determines the sentence within the statutory range, unlike the federal system where the judge determines the sentence. State sentencing practices must still adhere to constitutional principles. Key constitutional considerations. 1. Proportionality. 8th Amendment. The punishment must fit the crime. Sentences that are grossly disproportionate to the offense violate the 8th Amendment's prohibition against cruel and unusual punishment. Texas Constitution. Article 1, Section 13 of the Texas Constitution also prohibits excessive bail, fines, or cruel or unusual punishment. 2. Due process. Defendants have the right to a fair trial, including the right to confront accusers, the right to counsel, and the right to a speedy trial. These rights, guaranteed by both the U.S. and Texas constitutions, impact sentencing decisions. 3. Equal protection. The 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution and Article 1, Section 3 of the Texas Constitution guarantee equal protection under the law. Sentencing disparities based on race, gender, or other protected classifications are unconstitutional.